Hello, beautiful people. It's another episode of The Everyday Woman Speaks. I am the one and only Margaret Smith Williams, your creator and your host. It is here that we discuss faith, love, identity, and foolery. I'm so happy that you guys tuned in today. Please excuse this raspy morningness of my voice. It is currently like 60 degrees in South Florida, which everywhere else in the world, it probably is like 60 degrees is great. But when it's like 60 degrees in South Florida, we're all cold. We're all pulling out coats and UGG boots and leathers and furs. And my voice is just a little bit not the best, but I know I have to record this podcast. So you guys are going to get all the little morning raspiness and all. So let's get into the podcast. So this past weekend or past week, I had the privilege of taking a me-cation. I took time off of work. I left my husband and my children at home, and I flew to my second home of Tulsa, Oklahoma for about 4 to 5 days. This me-cation was definitely long overdue, as it's October and just the magnitude of the year is just settling in and weighing in on me. And I was like truly tired. This year has truly tested my faith. It has challenged me in ways that I wouldn't even imagine. And if I'm honest, it has even caused me to question the plan of God and the will of God for my life. And this me-cation was definitely needed for me because I just needed to steal away somewhere quiet. I needed to refocus my heart and my mind. And quite frankly, I just needed to be alone without responsibility or without demand or without work or without anything. So I know you may be wondering, well, Margaret, you took a solo trip or a me-cation to Tulsa. Like, out of all the places in the world, you went to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I'll answer that by saying, yes, I went to Tulsa. For me, there is no place like Tulsa, Oklahoma. 20 years ago, I didn't even know where Tulsa, Oklahoma was. But today, Tulsa is home. Tulsa is the place where I met Jesus, like where I really, really met Jesus, where I had my personal encounter with him. Tulsa is where Jesus truly became real to me. When I got to Tulsa wasn't, Jesus wasn't like this person who was the Lord of my mom's life or the Lord of my dad's life or the things that I've heard about. But Tulsa allowed me to learn to hear and depend on the voice of God for myself. Tulsa is where I received the fire of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It is the place where I learned that there were other young people in this world who also loved Jesus and who had a commitment to live a life of righteousness. Tulsa is one of the only places in the world where I can feel like I can truly breathe, where I feel like I'm seen as the individual, not as someone who has gifts or talents or something to offer the world. But Tulsa is where I am simply Margaret. Tulsa is where I learned that there was other music outside of gospel music. It was where I was first exposed to contemporary Christian music. And I do have to admit, though, that the first time I heard a Hillsong being sung in chapel at Oral Roberts University, I experienced like quite the culture shock. I remember sitting on the row with some of my, not roommates, we were all in the same dorm mates. And I remember sitting next to Val, I think it was. And me and Val were like, wait, they don't sing Fred Hammond or John P. Key here? Like, it was a total shock to us. Tulsa is where I became acquainted with the beautiful people of Greenwood Christian Center. Tulsa is where I learned the importance of and fell in love with serving in ministry. Tulsa is where I established covenant friendships and sisterhood that has changed my entire life. Tulsa is where I met my second parents and I gained a bonus family that has never left me. So this vacation to Tulsa was a time for me to escape the day-to-day demands of work, of ministry, of motherhood, of wifehood, and really all adult responsibility and just breathe. For four and a half days, I literally had no responsibility, no demands other than to wake up, decide on the clothes that I would wear and the food that I would eat. My second parents ensured that every need that I have had was taken care of without the slightest finger being lifted. I also had the opportunity to spend time in the presence of God, corporately worship with over 3,000 other Jesus lovers. I had the opportunity to cry my eyes out and cry my heart out and really safely fall apart without fear of judgment or concern or just in a place where no one knew my name. As a person whose days are consumed with the care and the support and decision-making, this time off, this mucation literally was like heaven on earth. On the last morning of my mucation, my eyes popped open at like 7:45 Central Standard Time. And my first thought was to get up and just start doing something just because in my day-to-day life, that's usually how it is. But I forced myself to sit there and to lay there. I threw a blanket over my face to kind of hide the sunlight, and I just laid in the bed. And I thought it was important that I took advantage of the quietness and the stillness of that moment, because literally in a couple hours, I would have had to get on the plane and head back home. So I forced myself to lay in the bed until about 9:30 a.m. And then I got up, took a shower, you know, and just took that moment to really start talking to God in my heart and just speaking to him about some things that have happened over the past few days. And as I was sitting there and I was praying and I was just talking to the Lord, I began to feel a sense of like, what if? And I began to look at over the past few years of my life, and I thought about certain decisions that I made and even thought about the things that I wish I would have done differently. And my mind began to wonder, what if I had done this, or what if I had not done this, or what if I had done that, or what if I've gone in this direction? And immediately the Holy Spirit stopped me because I was literally about to go down a whole rabbit trail. And I was about to really make a whole movie rewriting my life in my mind. And I don't know if it's because we're like 350 something days until I turn 40 or what, but I really thought about the fact that I thought about grad school and how I didn't, you know, go straight to grad school as I wanted. Or I thought about the fact that I totally chickened out when it was time for the LSAT, because when I took the practice test, it was extremely difficult and it was hard. And I thought about different relationships or financial decisions or career decisions. And I thought about, Margaret, what were you doing when you first got out of college? You had all this money, you should have bought a house, and all the things that we think about that we should have, could have, would have done. And the Holy Spirit was like, Margaret, enough, enough of the what if. And he was like, there's nothing you can do about the past. You can't rewrite, you can't change anything. And then he said to me, your question should be, what now? And I stopped for a moment. Immediately, Transformation Church's worship song called Here Is Holy began to play in my heart. And the premise of that song is that, you know, right where you are in this moment is a holy place for God. It is a place that God can use for his glory. And I stood there in that shower and my eyes welled with tears and I was just bawling and crying. And I'm like, here I am, God. Take my life as it is now, as it is today, every moment, every facet, every twist, every turn. Take it as it is now. Not what I feel like it could have been or it should have been, but my life right now. Take it. It is yours. And make every part of it glorious to you. I began to say, God, everything that I am now, as a wife, as a mom, as a friend, as a daughter, as a sister, in my career, in ministry, in my dreams, in the desires of my heart, as Margaret the individual, God, take what I have now, make it pleasing to you. And I began to not only say all of that to God, but I also asked him to help my heart to be at peace and help it to be at ease and help it to be in a state of contentment and not always wandering about the what ifs and beating myself up on what I should or could have done better. I wanted to share this experience with you all because I know someone out there is having those same feelings, like wondering if life would have been different or could have been different, wondering if you made the right decisions, and you too are going down a rabbit hole like I was about to. And I just wanted to remind you today that you are not alone in that thought process. We all have moments where we look back and think, God, what if? What if I would have done that? What if I would have went this place? What if I would have not been so afraid and took a chance at this? And anybody who says that they've never done that or has never thought about the what if is definitely lying. But I feel like God wants to remind you, just as he did me, that yes, he is the God of yesterday and he is the God of tomorrow. But more importantly, God is the God of now. He is the only one that can use any and everything for his glory. He can take all of the pieces of your life, good, bad, indifferent, and weave them into a beautiful masterpiece that far exceeds every dream and every expectation that you have. The Holy Spirit took me to Isaiah 43:18-19, and it says, remember, this is the English Standard Version. It says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And I love that part that says, now it springs forth. It's a conscious reminder to us that now is the time that we should be focused on. Now God is doing a work. It says, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Whatever you feel like you're in right now, whatever decisions you feel like have led you to a wilderness place, or if you feel like you're in a desert place, God has said that he can make a way in the wilderness, that he can bring rivers of water and rivers of life and rivers of goodness in every desert situation. It's never too late for God. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what mistakes you've made. I don't care how you're feeling about your past. I do not care how bad you think you've messed up. Nothing is ever wasted in the kingdom of God. Every step, every decision, every turn, everything that you have done in your life, if you surrender it to God and say, Lord, here I am, he has the power to make it beautiful. Another verse in Philippians 3:13-15 says, and this is the International Children's Bible. It says, brothers, I know that you have not reached the goal, but there is one thing I always do. I forget the things of the past. I try as hard as I can to reach the goal that is before me. I keep trying to reach the goal and to get the prize that is mine because God has called me through Christ. I forget the things of the past and I try as hard to reach the goal that is before me. Think about the things that are before you now. Think about where you are in life now. Push towards those things. And you have to remember that this verse says that the prize is yours. No matter what you've experienced in life in the past, Paul is reminding us, listen, the prize is before you because God has called you. I just wanted to encourage you guys with that today. It's just been something that the Lord has been really placing on my heart. Just as a reminder that here and now is what is important. Sometimes we get so caught up in the past that we really neglect to live in the present, and we don't see what God is doing in the now. I hope I've encouraged you a little bit today. Before we go, I definitely want to pray, and I hope that you're reminded that the now is just as important as what was or what could have been. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for just your goodness and your mercy towards us as your daughters, as your children, as your sons. I thank you, God, just for that moment that I was able to steal away last week and really just hear your voice and feel your presence and just get a moment to refocus. God, I thank you for that. I thank you for the reminder that the what ifs and the what could have been are not important to you. I thank you for reminding me that the now is important, that here is holy, that this moment that we're living in now, you're able to use, you're able to come in and make ways in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God, I pray for anyone that is listening to the sound of my voice, that is caught up in any decisions that they feel like they should have made or decisions that they feel like they shouldn't have made, that you would remind them that those things don't matter to you, that you are able to make all things new, that you're able to make their life now more beautiful and more lovely than they could ever have imagined. Father, I pray that you would give them the peace and the strength and the will to be able to let go of the things of the past and let go of the expectations of the past and let go of their ideas of what their life should have been. And I thank you, God, for giving them a glimpse of the future. And I thank you, God, for giving them contentment and peace in heart and peace in their mind and peace in their emotions. I thank you, God, that you're giving us the grace to trust you more, to trust you and your plan more than our ideas and our notions and our thoughts about what our lives should or could be. Father, I pray that wherever we are in our lives right now, that you would reign over it and that you would take over every aspect, God, in our homes, in our relationships, in our careers, in ministry, Even in the secret places of our heart, God, reign over and take over. I thank you, God, that you're giving us the grace to forget the things of the past and that we're reaching towards the goals that are sitting right before us that are in the present. God, I thank you that today we are surrendering our lives to you. Where it is right now on this very moment in this very day, whether it's messy, whether it's put together, whether it's crazy, whether it's confusing, even whether we're in the midst of things that we should not be mixed up in, God, we place our lives in your hands and we say that it belongs to you. Use it for your glory. Make it beautiful for you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much again for tuning into this episode of Everyday Woman Speaks. I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love to hear your words of encouragement. I even love to hear your stories. Feel free to email me at theeverydaywomanspeaks@gmail.com. Also, please like, subscribe, and share. We're on Apple, iTunes, Google, Spotify, all those places where podcasts are. Please subscribe and share with us. It is so appreciated. Until we get together next time, my prayer is that you will live right, that you will love right, and that you will be right.